Sports Raider of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear? Hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The worst day of the year, if you ask personnel people. Also one of the most interesting days of the year. It is final cuts / initial 53 to those who celebrate day edition. The Barry Alvarez show, I don't know about the host, but there's some interesting things that come out of it with Barry Alvarez, the Badgers legend. Edition. And speaking of legends, Evan Cohen scheduled to appear at 9:30 edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need. On the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable, so you can put Wilde and Tausch in that first position. It is the ESPN Wisconsin app, which allows you to get everything you need from us in one easy app. I'm Jace Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And we already have our first cut, and it is not the Packers Hall of Famer. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Well, it must not be the fall of 2011, then, if that's the case. Or the summer.
So, 2011. Who got cut? Yeah, I was going to say, it was not cut? At the end of... You didn't go through training camp.
No.
Unlike... and I'm not familiar... I'm not familiar with Matt Zenitz. He is a national NFL and national college football senior reporter for CBS Sports.
Sports.
And he reports on CBS Sports that the Packers are expected to release linebacker Isaiah Simmons. Sources tell CBS Sports. Neither one of us are surprised by this first piece of news coming out this morning at 9:04.
So when you were all, oh, this could be the Zach Bond of
P&G,
and I think that was one of your keys to winning a championship, right? Sign Zach Bond
or someone. Find a Zach Bond. Bond. Yeah.
Yeah, find Zach Bond. That was one
they
of
did.
The keys to
his name's Christian Welch.
As it turns out. Your season. Yeah, Christian Welch is more consistent.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, nothing against Isaiah Simmons. There is a reason he has not been able to figure it out, and that doesn't mean guys can't, but great talent, and he obviously is a great talent. You don't get picked top 10 and have the college career that he did without having a lot of talent, but that doesn't – that doesn't that's the beauty of the NFL, man. And I know it's probably – I don't even know how tough of a day. I'm sure Isaiah Simmons and his group is, you know, disappointed because this was an opportunity, I think, for him to resurrect his career. But sometimes you just can't put everything together. And it felt like Isaiah Simmons is great when you're playing in shorts and when you're, you know, doing that stuff. And then when you put pads on and you have to react and you have to, you know, kind of put everything together, it just never seemed to – he never really seemed to be able to figure that out. And you shouldn't be surprised by that, but I think we can be disappointed that, you know, you're kind of hoping it was a Zach Bond-type situation where he was just miscast or he wasn't utilized in the right way. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to be the case if your guy from CBS Sports.
Zenitz.
Do we think at some point college football is going to be like the pros where they're cutting guys before they have, like, NIL payments? It's just that just it's popped into my head. I hope that doesn't happen, but I'm thinking it probably will.
For those that are, I don't know, listening for the first time, what we do here is Tausch has a thought, and we go with it. And 96 times out of 100, I would say, it's worthwhile. There's occasionally where it's not, you know,
top-notch.
Yeah,
there's some butters. There's some that aren't great.
That's a really good question,
not
actually.
Not the Bob conversation. My Bobs were fun yesterday.
Yeah, that was good.
Look, I'm not here to criticize you, but the fact that you left off Bob Harlan off your list in favor of two fictional characters was not your greatest moment.
Including Billy Bob.
Yeah, Billy Bob. And I said that in real time. That
I know you did.
And by the way, Billy, hey.
Yes, Bob.
Pretty good view from the cheap seats there, Billy Bob.
Oh, I put my list together.
You didn't do Jack. Jack the Ripper.
Or Bob. Famous
Jack London.
Jason, you did contribute very minimally in that segment.
I gave you Bob Johnson.
He mailed it in.
We asked you for your list. Yeah. You said, I don't have one.
I think next time, hey, Jesse, next time this happens and Jason decides to mail it in, call Mailman Matt for him to replace Jason. We'll say, Mailman Matt, we got old boy mailing it in. We need you.
Yeah, good one.
never you.
Elevated.
No. Thanks. Other than tomorrow. So here's the thing. I talked to Isaiah Simmons. It was after the Jets game, and it was after the Colts game. So it was before going into the joint practice, and I asked him, and it was difficult because you can't just say, hey, you haven't been very good. What do you think? And so I tried to kind of find a polite way to say, you know, it doesn't feel like things are going the way you wanted them to.
All right, let's do a little role play here. I'm Isaiah Simmons.
Well, Jason, but you don't have the quote.
Well, you can bring the quote up. I'll just be Isaiah Simmons. Oh. All right, let me hear the quote first.
Okay. So, because here was the, I don't want to say it was an alarm bell, and I was definitely not rooting against him because he is, you said it yesterday, potential to get you fired. There, he is a special athlete, but he wasn't putting it together. And they had told him when he arrived that they had a plan for him, a role for him that they had envisioned. And I got the sense in our conversation that I wasn't sure, like after the first sentence, I wasn't sure that he was appreciating that he definitely needed to do more and be better. Because this is what he said. He said, personally, I don't think it's been up to my standard. Good answer, right? That's a great first sentence.
Yeah.
I just feel like I've been thinking too much instead of just being myself, trying to play too perfect as opposed to just playing. You know what I'm saying? And I said, yeah, I understand. I've always been my own worst critic. I will say this. People who say that, I don't know if that's always true, right? Like, if I found that there are players that'll say that, but I'm not sure they're as critical of themselves as they need to be.
Like
not
who?
Saying that's the case with
give
him.
Give me some names.
Who's I'm not going to give you any names.
All right.
But there's definitely some that are crossing my my mind.
Can you tell me one?
The rhyme with.
Maybe it'll be a digi only. And I
is
think
he a quarterback for the Steelers?
I think that's just kind of played a major part in it.
Mason Rudolph.
Being a little too hard on myself and not understanding it's football. Mistakes are going to happen. Nobody's going to play a perfect game. And just understanding mistakes are going to happen as opposed to playing to not make mistakes. Now, that's an interesting...
Poe-buddy's nerfed. Poe-buddy's nerfed, am I right?
I heard that yesterday. Yeah, it was... I'm going to make a
Jason,
t-shirt out of it.
I think he... Here's the deal. I think you come in, and I can't relate to Isaiah Simmons. I can't relate to any part of that other than when you're a late pick, you feel that pressure from the jump. And it actually can almost kind of be freeing because you don't have anything to lose.
Yeah.
You can just go and play and then you pick things up and you can, you know, you can surprise people in a positive way. It's like one of our core values here, right? You want to always over deliver. And when you're a first round pick and especially a top 10 pick, unless you're Lawrence Blanken-Taylor, it's hard to over-deliver, especially early. Mm-hmm. And then you start feeling that. Then you get cut, and then you start hearing, oh, this guy ain't any good. And you really want to not only prove it to yourself, but to everybody else that you are good. And when you start pressing, and I don't care what sport it is, the moment you start thinking about failure and you start thinking about the bad things that can happen, or you start thinking about how you need to go about doing your job rather than just going out and reacting, you're never going to live up to your potential.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, it feels like I think he came in, he probably came in thinking he was the cat's meow or the cat's jammies.
The bee's knees.
You could insert other quote here. And at some point, you find out that you're not and that you have to go through some adversity, and for a lot of guys, they haven't had to deal with that. You've been King Tut for a long time, and it's even when you're not in the right spot, you're so athletic, you can recover, you can do, and that's why some of these great players can't coach, because they don't know.
Right.
And then when you get adversity, you are so not hardened or calloused or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, now you're 27, 28 years old, and guys are like, well, we'll find somebody younger. It's a tough cycle. And I'm not sitting here saying, well, you should be feeling sorry for, or, you know, the guy's made a bunch of money. He's had opportunity after opportunity, opportunity that later round picks would only dream of getting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I can understand where he's coming from, and I think it's awesome. Great job getting those quotes from him because it's legit. He ain't BSing. Yeah, a BSer can see a BSer. He ain't BSing.
Right.
That's how he feels. And I think in his heart of hearts, I think he knew this day was coming.
Yeah.
That's what that quote told me.
I think so, too. And I thought, you know, he is impressive athletically and physically. There's no doubt about it. But when
who was
the
guy that you guys were raving about? Whose body were you guys all up on last year? What was his name?
First of all you guys.
It was embarrassing.
Was Rich Bisaccia.
Mr. Great Body or whatever it was called.
Body Beautiful.
Like, creeps.
A phrase that has been used for everyone on this panel at some point in their lives. It was Eric Wilson. And put that on me. That is not
you. Hey, let me tell you something. I wouldn't have heard about it unless you told me.
Right, but Rich Bisaccia is the one who nicknamed him, not
what
me.
That is the weird deal, boy.
All right. Okay, be that as it may,
Body beautiful.
Eric Wilson is a Viking. He's not a Packer anymore. But I think the release of Isaiah Simmons likely means that Christian Welch made this team. Because I think as we looked at this, it was consistency and reliability versus athleticism and potential. And unlike last year, when Christian Welch, I don't remember any time that Ted or Ron or even Mike Sherman during his GM tenure ever said he deserved to be on the roster and we cut him anyway. And Christian Welch, that's exactly what he got last year. And so we will see if that turns out to be the reality this year, that he has made the 53.
The case, kudos to LaFleur and Goody, because they can now go to the Iola car show, which is good.
Do you want to give it to us?
That would have been a tough call.
I know you want to do it.
Iola! Iola! Yeah, Jason, I think that's the part that guts at these guys, because when you bring guys in, you have a pretty good idea. With the way the salary cap is, and I would say of the 53 spots, there's probably 40 some, low 40s are pretty much baked into the cake.
Yeah, I agree.
There's draft picks that ain't going anywhere. There's established veterans that have salaries and bonuses. So you have, 9 or 10 spots that are probably up. And you want your program to be about merit and about production. And there are some times where there's a young player that is not merited ahead of an older player, but the reality is that's the business of the NFL, and those are the ones that will leave Goody and leave LaFleur and leave everybody up there in a tenuous spot, and they don't want to go down that road, but that's the reality of building a roster in today's NFL.
Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who is Tausch's favorite beat writer, just like Dorsey Levins is my favorite former Packer that I covered. He has news on another cut. We will tell you about that coming up after Tausch tells us about, look, we can joke around, Dorsey over Tausch, Spoon over Wilde, nobody over Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
You can take that to the bank. And for long-lasting comfort and reliability, trust Pella. Every piece specifically constructed for your home, always designed with innovation, and it is rigorously tested for quality and performance, and built to create long-term energy savings. And there is no reason to wait, because if you order by August 31st, you can get 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years of no interest payments, so don't miss out on this deal. It ends, 5 days from now, the 31st of August. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply.
At the stroke of midnight, 11:59.
No, that deal, I hope every one of our fans got in. I'd love everybody to win that contest from AmFam, because, boy,
DJ
it's good.
Jazzy Sourdough.
Can you imagine, who would you have? Who would you have? Is you have Mike the Wedding DJ come down there and have the chef, and what a deal. What a deal that's going to be.
We will tell you who's Spoon.
I got some news to break to you, but I don't know when to do it, so I'll do it a little bit later. I got some news for you, is all.
What is it?
It's big news. It's big news.
Okay, well,
extend the deadline?
It's DJ-related news. I don't know if you've heard it yet, so significant news.
Is Jazzy Jelly going to start getting into the DJ game?
We will have Jesse reveal his big news, and I will tell you who Spoon is reporting the Packers have released next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I met her in the club down in Otoho, where you drink champagne. Tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. place. I asked her her name, and in a dark brown voice, she said, Lola.
Come on now. I was waiting for you.
Iola.
Okay.
Iola. That's pretty good that the boys can still go to this car show.
Yes,
if
great
indeed
news.
Welch makes the team.
All right, we'll get to Jesse's DJ Jazzy Jelly breaking news on the DJ realm in a moment.
I don't like when people do what Jesse did there, though. You kind of plant a seed, and then it's like, you know, let that thing germinate. Now I'm going to have all kinds of weeds in my head because I'm curious what.
Well, we're gonna put a stop to that, though. We're not going to let it, you know, linger.
All right.
Like the cranberries. Cut, now Bill Huber has it as well from Sports Illustrated. Taylor Elgersma has been informed of his release. Now, that's not the... That in no way is a surprise.
The big-armed Canadian.
He is the big-armed Canadian, yes. But there was no way he was going to be in the 53.
Is he a bigger arm than Jordan? You got a bigger arm than Love?
I don't know. They never had like a throwing contest.
Well, they throw into those bins all the time.
They do, but they all have the arm strength to get it into the bins. It's more of an accuracy thing, that exercise.
I've seen some guys that, I've seen some cats that can't get it in there. So, no, they all don't, FYI.
It's true. Never mind, I'll tell that story later. So, we all knew he was going to be released. He's in no way anywhere near being ready to be an NFL quarterback. But the question now is, because they're going to release Sean Clifford, too. The question is, did they see enough from Taylor Elgersma that they would keep him as the three instead of Sean Clifford on the practice squad? That is the question to be answered today, and tomorrow, technically. We'll see if that ends up being the case.
Or is there somebody else? Is there a different quarterback that they think is
sure.
more developmental and you know, that they liked coming out that maybe got released or... You know, you're seeing more quarterback jockeying this cycle than normal. Normally, it's we like our guys and I think with especially with Cleveland scenario, you have Danny DeVito or Tommy DeVito is up in New York. He's up, so he's available, and obviously
he
beat the G&G a couple of years ago. Jameis Winston, I think, is going to be available for trade if someone wants that. The Packers are not going to be trading for any quarterback. I feel very confident in saying that. They're going to stick with two and then go with that third guy as a practice squad developmental guy. And I would bet it's going to be Elgersma, don't you? If you were a betting man, wouldn't you go that route?
They gave him every opportunity, and I would say that Sean Clifford did not get the same amount of opportunities, and he didn't do great with
the ones. Do we owe Homer an apology then?
Because he was such a negative Nelly on Sean Clifford?
Well, he said that it was when the scenario was, I think it was Jordan Love and Sean Clifford as the backup. Was there ever a scenario
before
where that
the entire 2023 season, that was the scenario. Sean Clifford was the primary backup in 23.
He said that was the worst backup quarterback situation that the Packers have had. And I, of course, poo-pooed it because he was a young kid, but he never... It never felt like everything kind of clicked for him either. So
yeah,
I'm not going to apologize to Homer on that because I still think it was a bad take. But
fair. We will see how that plays out. But I did want to say, since there are those that, since I'm not quite as effusive in my praise of Goody as often as Tausch is, Goody was ahead of the curve. He deserves a ton of credit. He went out and got a backup quarterback last year, and now you're seeing a bunch of teams doing this. He was the trendsetter last year to go out and get Malik Willis and then have him play at the level that he did. Like you said yesterday, if a team called them today with a third-round pick offer for Malik Willis, you're right. They're saying no. I think you're right.
I agree.
All right, Jesse, give us the breaking news from the realm of the DJ Jazzy Jelly so we can move on and Tausch doesn't have weeds growing in his brain.
It's not breaking news. It did come up yesterday, but it does impact a bold prediction or statement that was made on program.
The Diesel! No!
Oh, bait! Shout
This is some breaking news.
From the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday afternoon, due to unforeseen circumstances, DJ Diesel has canceled his post-game concert, originally planned to be held at American Family Field September 18th of 2025.
Oh, no!
September 18th's a big date, if you boys remember. That's when we start looking at the playoffs.
Yeah, so now we're going to need a revised prediction or a revised playoff statement from Old T.
Yeah, I will have to take a look. Obviously, I see Homer is going at it with people on Twitter about this five-game lead with 5.5 and the tiebreaker and everything else.
I hate it when he engages on Twitter. Nothing good comes from that.
It's a new spin on the loss column.
The bottom line is the loss column is huge, and the Milwaukee Brewers can't be tied with the Cubs. If they are tied, they're losing. So I don't care how you want to shake that. If you want to say it's a half a
like
game
a Polaroid
or whatever
picture.
It is. If both teams end up, let's say, 162, the Chicago Cubs get the bye and the win. That's the bottom line on it. The fact that the Brewers, you remember the old days when it was we would be celebrating if they finished over 500? Well, boys, they're over 500. Can't be under 500 with this season. So, we'll have to reevaluate. I'm guessing I'm going to have to push that back a little bit. I don't think, unless Milwaukee goes on a big run and the Cubbies falter, I don't think even with DJ Shaq Diesel, I probably wouldn't have been able to make that claim. I think it probably is going to be too tight. So I'll have to take a look at the schedule, Jesse, and I'll recalibrate kind of my thoughts.
We look forward. You have an extra day with your off day tomorrow. So by Thursday, I'd like an official re-proclamation from
just
you.
Just for the record, I am working tomorrow. It's just in a different medium, if that makes sense.
Okay. I mean, I do that all the time, and I get constantly ridiculed for how day off.
That's
exactly
what I was thinking.
Last Wednesday or last Monday, I hosted a show right after this one, and
I couldn't work the show today.
He's right. What a warrior you are. What a warrior. Well, Jones Dairy Farm, about you, family owned and operated for seven
generations. Wait a minute,
are
you working at Jones Dairy Farm? Is that where you're going to be tomorrow?
I would actually love to be. We will be again soon, but no, that is not where I will be tomorrow. But if I wanted all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe, and I wanted it in pork, chicken, and or turkey, well, that's where I would go. And you know what? Everybody's all about it. Let's eat clean. I want clean ingredients. Everybody, that's the rage. Well, that's what Jones Dairy has been doing for decades. Fresh meat only, no fillers, no nitrates, MS, none of that. Natural. That's what Jones Dairy does. They also make naturally smoked ham and Canadian bacon and dry-aged bacon, Braunschweiger, and fully cooked meatballs. We got some fun videos. We got some more fun videos coming up. Jones Dairy Farm, a great Wisconsin brand over seven generations deep.
I hear the Braunschweiger is excellent. Speaking of excellent... From unsportsmanlike,
like it's good Braunschweiger.
Evan Cohen joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town, I just might be the one who finally burns it down. I'm throwing caution. I'm throwing caution.
He wore number 2 in high school, as you can see in the background on Unsportsmanlike. But he's number 1 on our list of guests on Tuesdays. It is Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike.
At 9:30.
Evan, good morning. How are you?
Wow. Guys, how are you? I have saved a story for both of you. because this is right up your alley. I was thinking of putting it out on social media last night, and I decided not to. And one of these two, once you realize who he is, if you don't know him by name, Jason Wilde specifically, is going to be amazed. So here we go.
Wow.
Here we go. I live about 50 to 60 minutes outside of New York City. And my wife and I both work in New York City. And last night, probably once or twice a year, we decide, you know what, let's go back to our old stomping grounds where we lived in New York City. And my wife, after her work, will just take the subway and meet us, and I'll bring my kids in to the city. Well, last night, en route to dinner, walking around New York City, we happened to see Emeka Okafor, former top pick or number two pick in the draft, NBA draft, right?
UConn guy. UConn.
Yeah.
Charlotte
Bobcats.
I've
seen him a million times in that exact same area that I saw him, which one would think he lives there. Breaking news. But the second person I saw, so we go to dinner, and then we go over, there's a little ice cream shop right around the corner, and I see Sam Worthington in the ice cream shop. Now, do you know who that is? Guys?
I don't know.
He's an actor, I think.
That's not his name. I got the wrong actor. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Great story. Okay. Great details.
Whoa, Nelly!
No, Jason Wilde. Trust me. Once I get the exact name,
okay. All right, I trust you. Sam Worthington. So, by the way,
Sam Waterston.
No
Sam
Waterston. Way!
Yes.
Jack
from
McCoy!
Newsroom fame. From Newsroom fame, and so I see him in the ice cream shop. And he's got his back to me because he's paying, and there's two registers, and I'm sitting there paying also. And I look at my wife, and I'm like doing like the look over there kind of thing. And she's like, "What's wrong with you? Like a twitch? What's wrong with you?" And then she realizes who it is, and she's like, "Say something." So I do the "You're amazing" in Newsroom, and I left. I was so I felt peer pressured by my wife.
Who are you, Jesse?
Well, I didn't want to say anything. So even if you guys see an actor or an actress out and about that you
just
think
wait
is
a second.
Great, obviously
if I
know
may.
Him very well. I got his name wrong.
I may, Evan, Sam Waterston, is he not the – you just said Jack McCoy.
I did, Jack
McCoy is not – is that not Law & Order?
So he played both Jack McCoy.
Nobody is saying Jack McCoy is more popular in Newsroom
Jack McCoy, Newsroom character, the Law and Order character. In the Newsroom, he plays like the head of the news organization.
Yeah, he's the head of the Newsroom, Jason. he's Charlie Skinner. I'm looking this up right now.
Yeah.
And he's so good in that show. And I know Jason and I specifically both love that show.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife clearly saw me looking at him, recognizing him, and it was very awkward. And then I'm like, all right, I got to do this, and my wife thinks I should do this, so I did the hello. And that's what I did. But fascinating night last night, seeing Sam Waterston and Emeka Okafor on the streets of New York City.
Then you bumped into Sam Worthington on your way home. It was very crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
If I may. Yeah.
If you see Larry Hagman out on the streets of Dallas, you're not going to go up to him and say, "I loved you and I dream of Jeannie." You're going to say, is that not the same comp here? Or am I crazy?
First of all.
No, I think actually you gained some street cred. Like, Tausch.
I agree.
You have three huge things, I believe. Now, hold on. Right. Hold on. That someone would say, "I love you from," right? Badgers, okay. Packers, Wilde and Tausch. Badgers, mm-hmm. Packers,
right.
Badgers, Packers, Wilde and Tausch.
Mm-hmm.
What if they say, "I love what you've done with these videos with your daughter"?
Oh,
isn't that
awesome.
Better?
I will always say,
"Loved you in the 60-yard line."
There you go.
The 60-yard line would be really impressive. I loved you in the 60-yard line. Oh, you're the three. You're one of the three people that watched it. Yeah. Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
All right.
It's the movie that Tausch is in. Do you really not know what that is?
I swear I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's on Peacock. It's called The 60-Yard Line. It's about a Packers fan who falls in love and then breaks up, and Tausch is in the film.
It's a good little movie.
As what?
Yeah, you should watch it.
As Mark Tausch.
Playing
plays himself. It's a stretch.
Yeah. Yes.
Like anyone would know who that is in the movie? I mean, like, really?
You had to put...
It's kind of a niche
no,
film.
No, I'm not... I'm not saying that. Yeah, I wasn't even saying that as a bad thing. I'm saying, like, I thought you played something else. But okay.
Oh, well,
okay, so then Tausch.
What would you typecast Tausch as in a movie? Then.
Well, but let's say somebody comes up to you and says what Jesse said. Wouldn't that make you feel good? Like, hey, this person really likes me because they like me in that.
Hey, Evan, I'll tell you this. And now, like, if I'm at a Brewers game and somebody comes up and said, listen to you every day, I love it. Of course.
How can you not?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you do. Absolutely, you do.
Can I get a question in here, please, briefly?
Yes. Go ahead, Jason.
Stop pouting,
and then you.
I'm not pouting, but I was
pouting.
In the midst of the question when I got the if I
was pouting
for the third time in
Very
our conversation.
Pouty.
Jason's never been in a movie; he doesn't get it.
No, I'm okay with that. That's true. I don't know what that's like. But look, they say of New York City, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. I could not make it in New York City. I know that. I'm self-aware enough. I would be the worst version of what you did at the ice cream shop. Like when we went to see a Broadway show and Emmanuel Sharik was sitting next to us.
Shrieky.
Really? Yes. And I couldn't figure out where I knew her from, so it didn't click right away that I've just seen her on Entourage.
You know, no, but you know her from Aaron Rodgers doing a thing in the Congo is what you know her from.
Also true. But I feel like I would be terrible at this. And you just gave an example where, and I understand, like, Tausch likes to tease you about your gated community outside the city. But how often do you see famous people when you're in New York City? Because I would be obnoxious. And there's no way, if Sam Waterston was annoyed by you, which I don't know if he was annoyed by you.
No, he wasn't annoyed. My wife was laughing at me thinking how pathetic.
What kind of ice cream did he get?
I don't know. I don't remember that, but
you're a details guy.
I didn't look at the ice cream.
So my question again, if I may, as we study the Sam Waterston ice cream selections, is how often does that happen? And is there like kind of this assumed they're not going to be bothered in New York City as opposed to if I saw Sam Waterston at the Cousin Subs in Green Bay, he wouldn't be able to get rid of me. Like, is there a courtesy of being a famous in New York that you get left alone? Or how does that work?
That's a good question. So my inkling is always to not bother, right? Like, I'll give you another one. Okay, so guys, you've known me long enough. What NBA team do I root for?
The Miami Heat.
Charlotte Bobcats.
I'm obsessed with the Miami Heat. On my honeymoon, same hotel, saw them constantly. Dwayne Wade and Gabby Union. Never said a word once. Never said a word. Because here's why I specifically don't do it. Let's say the person is the nicest person on earth, but they're famous. Inevitably, they say to you, hey, what do you do for a living? And then I tell them they're not as comfortable as they were 3 seconds prior because they think they're being watched by the media. And I don't want to do that to someone else.
That's an interesting perspective.
If I would have said to Dwayne Wade, a huge fan, lives in South Florida, he is a nice, kind man who would say, oh, yeah, where do you live? What did you do? Like, oh, yeah, I moved there in 03 for work. We started a radio station, ESPN West Palm. But done. His time is over.
No. No, you pivot to, and of course, we also have ESPN Milwaukee, which is home of Marquette. I'm good buddies with Homer. Boom. Then he's all excited to talk to you again.
It doesn't matter. He's still around media members.
You know what? I hate to do this.
But you're going
to
say Evan's
right. This scenario played out. We were out, Sarah and I were out with a couple of other couples at some nice wine festival, and Dwayne Wade was there. We were there, and what? Sarah ended up talking to him for about a half an hour, and I ended up having that conversation about Steve the Homer True with Dwayne Wade.
What?
At that wine, and he loved it. So
wait, but Tash, hold on. Hold on. There's a huge difference. You are one of his people. I am not. You're a professional athlete.
What does that even mean?
You're an analyst.
Okay.
No, no, I'm saying it's totally different. It's totally different, even though it's different sports. For Dwayne to meet you as the 10-year Green Bay Packer versus meet me as a failed high school football quarterback now in the media. Because he rightfully, when I say one of his people, I'm saying you guys have a code amongst professional athletes. Like, you guys know how to act around each other, and he's not looking at you thinking, oh, Tausch is going to take pictures of me every 4 seconds or text his friends about me, because he played with Rodgers, he played with Favre, he played with equal level of, at least at the time, celebrity. Right? I think it's totally different in this spot.
I would disagree, but I'll tell you the key. Always have your drinks and sit around where the photo booth is. Photo booth. You got to sit by the photo booth. That's where all the action happens. So continue,
photo
Jason.
Booth.
I didn't mean to interrupt
about?
You. But
I don't even know what that means.
There was a photo booth at the winery?
we got photos with Dwayne. Yes.
At the ice cream shop.
You know who else was there? Carmelo? Carmelo was awesome. Carmelo Anthony.
Wait, great guy. Wait a minute. How long
ago
did this
occur? Sounds like a little different than the ice cream shop in the city last night.
This is 2 years ago, I think. We were out.
How
there
did
two,
this
two,
not
two,
make our show?
Six, seven years ago.
Yeah.
Because
look at you using the 6-7. Tausch used the 6-7. He got brownie points.
Well, I use it all the time. I literally have been using it all the time because it annoys my kids.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a couple years ago we did it.
Why are we not here? Why did we hear about it today of all days?
I think I mentioned something about how I mentioned that.
You never said you met Carmelo Anthony at the photo booth at some event a couple of years ago.
Never. Yeah. And then Sarah talked to Dwayne Wade for half an hour?
A hell of a night. Yeah, Dwayne was awesome. Evan's right. Dwayne Wade was awesome. Really nice guy. So,
they're all Jack
McCoy.
Well, not everybody's nice. That's not true.
No, no, I'm sorry.
Like
let me
Jack
rephrase.
McCoy. Sounds like Jack McCoy.
Of that crew? Of that crew, Dwayne Wade's friends are Chris Bosh, Udonis Haslam, Carmelo Anthony. These are some of the nicest guys around.
Yeah. Yep.
Travis Diener.
The
right?
tough
Isn't
part
really
of this was
Travis
Evan,
Diener. Yep.
So the tough part of this was Carmelo had a wine, Dwayne had a wine.
That's true.
And it was Dwayne's party. It was Dwayne's wine launch party that we were at. But Melo's wine was a lot better. Do you shoot straight with Dwayne after you have a little rapport and tell him, hey, man, I don't think your wine's as good as Melo's?
No.
That was the part I struggled with.
Chance.
No.
No. No, but you do the pull aside of Melo and you say, listen, I understand it's Dwayne's party. His wine's an A. Yours is an A+. And then walk away. Boom.
All right. Boom.
How did you get invited to that?
That's exactly the question I was about to ask.
How did I get invited to
yes.
that? What are you talking about?
We're supposed to assume that Dwayne Wade has a launch party and you're invited?
You're in the club. We all know you're in the club. You're a former NFL player, everything like
that.
But
actually,
that's
you know
not
who got
your
us?
Crowd.
My old buddy from Buck and Honey's is how we got in there. Tommy is why you get all the wine that you go through at Buck and Honey's. So we went out there with the Andersons and another couple, and that's how we ended up getting out there.
So you were a plus one?
It was you and Gary Anderson at Dwayne Wade's wine release party?
That's Gary Anderson. Yep, right before we lost to Ohio State. That's what happened.
No wonder.
Yes, wait a second. All right. A couple of things. First, wait.
No, we're not
done. There's so much more. So Tommy, I've met Tommy, right? He's wonderful. I met him at your show last
times,
year,
yes.
right?
Uh-huh.
About a year ago.
He brought Bucket Honeys did all the food for the draft. Bucket Honeys is great. Great partner.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yep. Unbelievable. Okay, so that makes sense. So new wine companies like, all right, let's get the biggest restaurateurs around because maybe we can get our wine into their restaurant.
Get it distributed in those places. Yep.
Smart move by Dwayne Wade to get Tommy in there. Owns a bunch of restaurants. Great restaurants at that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, that doesn't answer the question. Why were you there?
It's a mystery. It's a mystery. I don't know. But I'm sure.
And
I'll
I
say
agree
this,
with Wilde.
I'm certainly glad
as somebody,
we were.
Of course. As somebody that is so content-focused at all times, you just said, which I was thrilled to hear, and you're right. I love it when someone comes up to me and says, hey, great show. I listen to you every day. Mm-hmm. You don't think a story about you being at a wine release party with Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony and hitting it off with
if
both
I
of
may,
them would have been good
we
content?
Had this discussion. I didn't get into great detail,
this
but I did
happened.
Say that Sarah was really hunting to get a picture with Dwayne Wade at this wine festival.
That is so much different than the way you just told us.
I was on a two-week – I think we were on a two-week trip, and that was the beginning of that trip. So you know how that goes, Evan. You've been taking a lot of vacation lately. When you miss a bunch of time, you can't always go all the way back to 2 weeks when you're off for that long. You get the deal.
I'm just happy we heard the story today. I'm just glad to have it.
And I'm happy as a D-Wade and Carmelo fan that there's confirmation of Tausch saying, boy, they're both good guys.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he had a lot of
wine. Who else was there out of curiosity, Tausch?
Yeah,
I'll have to look through. You know what? We have the photo booth, so we have all those pictures. I'll go back to the Rolodex and we'll pull it up.
Jeffrey from Celebrations Academy or from Celebrations Entertainment set that up. All right.
Evco, let's talk a little sports before
nice
we go. Jason, I know he's irritated with me. What do you need to see Thursday night from our beloved Wisconsin Badgers? What do you, as a national media folk and as an avid fan, need to see in this new iteration of the Wisconsin Badgers?
Yeah, I think we all need to feel like, okay, you got all your crew in here. You have your coaches in here. You have your players in here. This is the direction you want to go. It's an alteration of years past, obviously, with Coach Alvarez, Coach Bielema, and Coach Crist. I think they all basically do, and I'm saying this complimentary, the same things at different levels, right? They are building a program kind of the same way. Luke Fickell comes from a different type of program building. And so I want to see, all right, your way is the right way, and here's early signs of it. I don't think that's unreasonable, is it?
I would think not.
What a great response. That's a tremendous interaction.
So you asked that question, and then when he gave you an answer, that's what he got?
I just wanted Evan's point. I didn't need to analyze what Evan said. And plus, Jason is sitting here pouting and whining as I started asking the question. He's rolling his head back. So I wanted to give him the floor before we let you go.
Oh, is that what that was?
Pinning it back on old T. Sure. No big deal.
Poor old T. Your shoulder's always so exhausted from carrying the show. Evan, I was curious from a national perspective for your show, how are you watching cut down day in the NFL? Obviously, we are hyper focused on the Packers and stories that are important to the Packers are really our only focus. From your perspective, like, are you expecting the Cowboys to do something crazy? We're seeing Trey Hendrickson getting a deal, so maybe the Micah Parsons thing could happen. Where are you at as you watch today unfold?
Yeah, I'm always interested on a day like today. For lack of a better way of saying this, and I hate to do it to people, but failed first-rounders. So observing Coach Belichick for so long, he would always pull off these moves of like, wait, this guy's on the last year of his rookie deal and the previous team didn't pick up the option. So in other words, high ceiling, a lot to prove kind of guys. I mean, not dissimilar to, I know the Packers released him today with Isaiah Simmons, right? Like high ceiling, a lot to prove. Those are always the guys that I'm interested in terms of, okay, like this team took a flyer on that guy because at one point or another, he was supposed to be really good and he fell out of favor with that team. And now let's bring him into our system and see if we can get something out of him, knowing he's actually not signed for next year, because it's rare if a guy's going to have two years left on a rookie deal that a team is going to give up on him altogether. Right. Like they may try to keep him an extra year. So those are usually the things that I pay attention to, and obviously the quarterback moves, you know, all across the league. We saw it yesterday with Kenny Pickett from the Browns to the Raiders. We see it today with Tommy DeVito getting cut by the Giants. Those are usually the moves that I look at. I don't know. I mean, I don't really expect there to be like a bombshell move today, right? It seems too early for Micah Parsons to sign because you lose a week's worth of press for the Cowboys. Tausch, were you ever, just out of curiosity, and I'm sure you guys have addressed this over the years, but just for me and anybody just tuning in now, was this scary for you? Like, how many years were you petrified on this day? Because obviously there was a point where it's like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah, my first year, obviously, I was. And then I think for me, there was always a healthy bit of, boy, I hope that, you know, I'm good. I think for the most part, I was starting after that. So I had a pretty good vibe that that wasn't going to be the case. So not the first year, even though I had played a lot in the preseason, I wasn't starting coming out of camp. So there was, I felt pretty good. But I'll say I did not sign a lease until that day happened when I knew I made the team.
Well, but you know what's interesting? You
Efko,
say I
before
was starting,
you...
so I felt pretty good. Wait, hold on, because there are guys that we as sports fans, football fans, and media members are like, oh, that guy's penciled in, and then he gets released, right? Like on that on this day because they just don't perform as well in
there's
camp
still...
during times we're not able to see.
There was a punter who thought they made the team. It was John Ryan, right, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Where he was on the roster. And then Tuesday or Wednesday, zip. So I know punting and kickers
terrible
are a little
move,
bit different. But, yeah, it turned out to be a disastrous move. The bottom line is your club wants you to feel on edge. They don't ever want anybody feeling comfortable. And luckily, if you're a late pick, doesn't matter. You just signed a big fat extension, whatever it might be. You're always going to be on edge. And that's where I think Tom Brady took it to the next level because even though he always knew he'd be the starting quarterback, I think he always looked at it as if I need to be at my best or they can get rid of me.
Yep. I think you're 1,000% right. And he talks about that constantly. And, like, we look back at it laughing like, oh, yeah, they're going to release you. But I don't think you drop to 199. And ever lose that. Like, you probably never lose your draft position in your mind, Tausch, of like, I only got really good my fifth year at Wisconsin. I was a seventh or sixth round pick, whatever you were. Like, I'm never going to be the first choice when I'm playing. And I think that mentality probably took you 10, 11 years in the league, right?
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. And that's the old adage that you can utilize on when you get back on unsportsmanlike. First round picks have to continue to prove that they don't belong in the league. And late-round picks have to continue to prove that they do.
How is your mindset? I know we got to run, but I'm being dead serious when I ask you this question. You were – what number pick were you in what round?
224, seventh.
Okay. Every single person, Jason especially, always talks about this. When building out ESPN Wisconsin, everybody knows you were literally number one overall. Round one, number one overall. Like, that's how ESPN Wisconsin, over three stations, three markets, got built with round one, pick one with you. Has your mindset changed at all? Or are you a first overall pick or are you a seventh round pick currently?
No, I will never. I will never
question.
Have the mindset of being.
I do love this question.
Yeah, I'll never have the mentality of being a first round pick. No, I won't.
And who monitors your off days?
Hello.
I'm just saying.
The man who determines Barry Alvarez's salary, too.
Also, same guy, yes. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm a first-rounder by far.
As the unofficial biographer of Mark Tauscher, I know that his mentality as a player was he was going to play through every injury he could. He was never going to open the door for someone to take his job. Even when he was a multi-year starter, he never was going to get comfortable. He was always going to keep that seventh-round pick mentality that they're always trying to replace me. I still have that mentality for this show. You see, I take very few days off because I don't want Jesse to take my job. Tausch is not worried about that happening. Fair? Fair?
There's a life balance that you want to – that I agreed upon when I took this job. So let's.
I've never heard you stumble as much in your life.
Let's not try to twist it. Let's not try to twist it.
All right. I think it's time to go.
All right. Yeah, it's enough. I hate when you guys do this. I hate when you guys do this.
That's a great. Tell.
Get out of here.
It's a great question. Just saying. It was a great question.
It was a great question.
And a very fair. And a very fair tale of the evolution of Mark Tauscher.
All right. Great job. Nice job, boys.
Thanks a lot, Evan. We appreciate you.
See you guys.
That is Evan Cohen. You can hear him every weekday. Except when he's off. Has he taken a lot of days off? You got after him a little
bit.
He
is off this week from unsportsmanlike.
But he still did our show
last week, too, wasn't he?
It's amazing how some people, when they're off their shows, they're still working in other capacities, and so they have other responsibilities.
Yeah, who would do that? They still do. Yeah, exactly. All right, we appreciate Evan. That was great to catch up with him. We will have some updates on cuts as we roll on. It's more Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Cohen, always great to catch up with him. If he runs into Sam Waterston or Sam Worthington at the local ice cream shop in New York City.
I did change my mind on the whole, I think the more obscure reference you can make lets that person know that you really are a fan and appreciate, because everybody will say, hey, McCoy or whatever. I've changed my tune. I think that is the right play. Whereas when I first heard him say that, I thought, what the hell is he doing? But he should have studied what ice cream he got.
That would have been a dazzling detail that we would have liked to have gotten, because you would have based your opinion on whether he got a mint-flavored ice cream, because you're anti-mint.
No, I don't mind that other people like mint. That doesn't bother me. I just don't like it.
I would be curious. I don't know. I guess the newsroom is obviously far more niche-y than Law and Order. But I wonder what else in his career you could have dropped that would have led to a lengthy conversation over your ice cream cones together.
Mm, great question.
So I'll have to go into the, because obviously he had a lengthy career before he became Jack McCoy.
He's been around a long time.
Yeah, he's 84 years old, still. And married his wife in 1976, so they're coming up on their 50th wedding anniversary, if my math is correct. So, pretty great story from Evan.
Now, do you and Paula ever like share a cone, or do you guys always get your own separate deals?
So, much like yourself, and again, the alarming level of parallels between you and Paula, including the not stopping on drives, which I find obnoxious on both of your parts. She doesn't like mint-flavored ice cream either, and mint chocolate chip is my favorite, followed closely by cookie dough and cookies and cream.
Oh, cookies and cream.
Yes. The baby voice is back. And so we don't, because she likes butter pecan. That's her go-to. Yeah.
Butter
and I'm
brickle.
Not really.
Now, butter brickle is the
brickle
real deal.
Guy. Yeah. Yes. So wait. So if you have to choose your ice cream at a local ice creamery, which we will not name any of them because they all sell ice cream, what is your go-to flavor then?
Like salty cow. Salty cow.
Okay, but that was exactly what I'm trying to avoid.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Where do they sell
that?
He's right.
I can't tell you where they sell
Could
it.
Could be anywhere.
What are the ingredients in this salty cow? Because it's not just a rock salt. It's caramel?
No,
caramel?
I don't even really like salt, so no. It's
you are salty.
It's like a cookies and cream salt mixture. It's hard for me to even explain it.
It's like clearly. Salted it's caramel, like cookies and cream kind of deal. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds right.
Well, it sounds delightful, and I'll have to try that next time I'm in the greater Sun Prairie Columbus region.
I think it's at a lot of places. I think they're getting better. I think they're getting pretty good sized distribution.
Better distribution.
So, probably,
probably not at the UW Union, though. All right, we need to get to the 10 o'clock hour. Bill Huber continues to break a variety of
cuts by the Packers during our program. He's got another one that's up, another one that is not a surprise, but maybe a guy that's back on the practice squad. We'll tell you who that is after I tell you about Behind the Bucks, the podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. Go behind the scenes of Giannis's Emmy-nominated documentary, hear about the true origins of the Bucks and Six culture, and more. Find Behind the Bucks on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.